So Oklahoma is a state that has banned double executions after that highly publicized botched execution of Clayton Lockett. That execution also involved a controversial drug for executions called midazolam, or Versed. You witnessed that execution. What happened there?
Sure. So the Clayton Lockett execution in April of 2014 was initially scheduled to be a double execution involving Lockett first, and then second was going to be Charles Warner. Now, we had been told that the midazolam might be a little slower to act than the fast-acting barbiturates that they had used previously. They started the midazolam flowing, and Lockett did not lose consciousness. He basically, you know, continued to look around, lick his lips. He's shivered a bit, and the doctor checked to see if he was conscious, and he was definitely still conscious, showed signs of being conscious. And then they waited a little bit longer. Then they checked to see if he was conscious again. A few minutes later, they determined that he was not conscious, and so they then began to deliver the second drug, the paralytic. And this is about the time that Lockett, as best I can remember, this was about the time that Lockett began rising up from the gurney, like the top part of his body. He began straining against the restraints. He began moaning, tried to verbalize some words. It was difficult to hear exactly what he was saying, but he was clearly showing signs of distress. We found out later that what had happened was the IV that was inserted into his leg had not been directly into the vein, and that the drugs had been pumped into his tissue instead of his bloodstream. Mr. Lockett did eventually die. He was declared dead about 43 minutes after the execution, which is, you know, three, four times longer than most executions. So needless to say that the second execution scheduled for that night of Charles Warner was delayed. So an investigation was launched, and they made a number of findings and a number of recommendations regarding executions moving forward, one of which was that no double executions be scheduled.
So as we get closer to these four double executions in Arkansas, eight men over 10 days, what do you think the public should know or be concerned about?
Well, just based on what I've read from some of the transcripts with those involved with Oklahoma's planned double execution, was that it did add to the stress level of those involved. They felt compelled to carry the executions out quickly, and they felt they said that they felt pressure, and that there was stress, a lot of stress involved in carrying out two executions. And I, as far as the public, I mean, I just think when you're talking about the state taking someone's life, that is an awesome power. You know, the journalist in me is speaking here, but I just think that that's an important thing for the public to be aware of. I think it's important that the public knows exactly what's going on, what the state is doing, how the state is doing it. And I think that's important from a public perspective.